From Hollywood and one of the nation's largest private record collections, here is America's Popular Music with your commentator, Andy Mansfield.
Tonight's chapter of America's Popular Music will feature the swing rhythms of Artie Shaw's great band of yesterday. Selections of his that are rarely heard these days from the swing era of the 30s and the 40s. First one we're going to play for you tonight is an extended version of a familiar blues pattern in 6/8 tempo, almost a forerunner of Bussy's shuffle rhythm. It was recorded for Brunswick August the 4th, 1937. The solos here are by Shaw, by Johnny Best on trumpet, Tony Pastor on tenor, Les Burness at the piano, and George Arris on trombone, all paced by Cliff Lehman's drums for the Blues March.
Thank you.
Artie Shaw's fondness for strings was evident right from the beginning of his career. And on December 23rd, 1936, he waxed a clarinet solo, accompanied only by the string and rhythm sections of his band. The tune, Sweet Lorraine. Here's a fine ensemble of the closely knit Shaw brand of ensemble swing. Outside of Artie's short solo passages, it's the Shaw Band as a unit that shines on this September 17, 1937 recording of It's a Long, Long Way to Tipperary. addition to its many fine swing instrumentals, the Artie Shaw Band of the 30s could be as commercial as anyone. For example, there was a tune called I'm Yours, which Artie recorded for Brunswick October 18th, 1937. Now, from the commercial to the unusual, Artie Shaw's extended version of Summertime was almost a concert blues. Eddie Sauter made the arrangement, spotlighting Roy Eldridge's trumpet, and along with Shaw's clarinet adds that certain something necessary to distinguish just an ordinary performance as really exciting. Artie Shaw's Summertime, recorded April 17, 1945.
Thank you.
Artie Shaw's rarely heard arrangement of Summertime, recorded in 1945. In style, the first portion of this next selection, Paul Jordan's Suite Number 8, sounds much like a Mozart string quartet. And then you'll notice a blast from Davy Tuff's drums silences the 15 strings, starts the Shaw men swinging on out for Suite Number 8. Thank you. This is Andy Mansfield continuing with America's Popular Music. Tonight featuring the seldom heard recordings of Artie Shaw and his orchestra made at the height of his career in the swing era. Let's get along now with another idea of Shaw's. In fact, strings and drums were practically a phobia with Artie, and one or the other was featured periodically in all his arrangements. Buddy Rich was the main feature of this next recording, made June 22nd, 1939. Also featured Johnny Best's trumpet, Georgie All's tenor, and Shaw's clarinet for Serenade to a Savage. On December 30th, 1937, Artie Shaw recorded one of the hit tunes from Snow White. I doubt whether the Seven Dwarfs got very much work done to its boogie beat, but Tony Pastor had a ball singing the lyrics to Whistle While You Work.
Song. When there's too much to do, Don't let it bother you. Forget your trouble. Try to be just like the cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Light up, get smart, clean up, and start to whistle while you work.
Now, in slower tempo, here's one of the hit songs of 1937, which Artie Shaw recorded September 17th. The interesting item here is that the vocalist listed as Beatrice Wayne. Later, the popular B. Wayne, of course, with Larry Clinton, singing If It's the Last Thing I Do. Not many people remember any tune excepting the title song from Cole Porter's Rosalie. But this was another goodie when recorded on Shaw's September 17, 1937 date for Brunswick. Tenor sax solo here is by Tony Pastor. The scat chorus was provided by Leo Watson. You remember him? for a tune called I've a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart. Here's one of Shaw's more danceable tunes in calmer and sweeter style, which he recorded October 18, 1937. Featuring Dolores O'Neill on the vocal, this one was called Strange Loneliness.
little care. A strange loneliness has turned into a strange happiness with you.
Larry Clinton wrote this next tune, which Artie Shaw also recorded on October 18, 1937. Of course, this was the sort of thing that the collegiates used to clamor for at the Blue Room of New York's Hotel Lincoln. A tune called Let Her Go. Here's an early Shaw recording that was made June 11, 1936, when the personnel not only included a string quartet, but also Tony Zimmer's tenor sax. That was before the last name was changed to Pastor, of course. There was Fudgy McGrath at the piano, and guitar vocalist Wes Vaughn. He's the one who sang I Used to Be Above Love.
love, and I always will. Dear one, when you embrace me, my heart sounds like fire alarms. From now on, no one can chase me away from your arms. Oh, 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 what I've been missing, oh, fool that I was. There's heaven in kissing. Kiss me and then let's try it again. I used to be above love, no chills up and down my spine. But since meeting you, I love, you've made it divine. Spotlight
for this December 4th, 1940 Shaw recording rests first on the perfect saxophone blend provided by Robinson, Plum, Bassey, and Jerome, and then it shifts to Vern Brown's trombone, and finally on the nine strings, all of them against the steady rhythm of Nick Fatool's drums for This Is Romance. Thank you.
As we close the gates to the Kingdom of Swing, this is Andy Mansfield inviting you to be with us again next week for another program of America's Popular Music.
America's Popular Music has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.